com. Welcome. Grab your favorite morning beverage and join us for Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. Sampling the news desserts of the week, here is your host, Jim Santel.
And good morning, America. Good morning, other great places throughout the Midwest, including right here in Wisconsin and the great place called Waukesha. My name is Jim Santel. It is Saturday, June 4th. It's the 153rd day of 2022. How exciting is that? I am delighted to be with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining me for this inaugural program, this inaugural broadcast of what we're calling Morning Cannolis with, yes, me, Jim Santel. I'm going to talk to you more about the definition of what this program is all about, where that name comes from in just a few moments. But let's begin today with looking back at a few historical things in our nation's history, our world's history. It was way back in 1912 on June 4th that Massachusetts first passed a minimum wage law. The first time in the United States of America we had a minimum wage law way back in 1912. 1945 was the year on June 4th that the United States, Great Britain, France, and the Soviet Union agreed to divide up occupied Germany. Many people regard that as the start of the Cold War. 1945 on June 4th. Other significant events on June 4th. Way back in 1989, 33 years ago, the horrific events of Tiananmen Square, and to this day, reverberating around the world, including in China, as the government there tries to suppress even any recollection of what happened on that day 33 years ago, June 4th, 1989. 1992, a little bit more recent, United States framework, the UN framework on Convention on Climate Change was signed in New York City, initiating a lot of our national and our worldwide focus on this very important issue. 1992, 2018, not too long ago at all, things we talk a lot about here at WAUK. Donald Trump tweeted, "I have the absolute right to pardon myself." Perhaps we'll talk about that down the road as well. 2020, just a couple of years ago, was the day. June 4th today was a memorial held in Minneapolis for George Floyd and the horrific event, the civil rights event, the deprivation of his life, kicking off protests, and perhaps one day some reform when it comes to policing and law enforcement generally in America. And not to be outdone by the past history, we've got something from just today. This is the first weekend today, the first Saturday in our nation's history when you can go to Washington, D.C. and check into what is no longer the Trump Hotel on the corner of 14th and Pennsylvania Avenue right there. It's been turned into a new hotel. It's now the Waldorf Astoria, 263 rooms opening couple of days ago, including today, the first weekend that it's open, now called the Waldorf Astoria, and for a very modest $1,000 or so, you can get a room there right in Washington, D.C. So all those events happening on June 4th, also happening on June 4th. Yes, that's right. This is the inaugural broadcast, the inaugural discussion, our group together today, you, me. I've also got Connor here as my producer right here in the studio in downtown Waukesha on the streets of Waukesha right here in Wisconsin Avenue. Connor is here with me throughout the next 2 hours, and we're going to be chatting about a number of different things. As you heard in the intro, we're going to be sampling the news desserts of the week. We'll get back to that in just a few moments or so. Kind of a weekend review of many of the significant issues that we've talked about, stories that have influenced the nation, our state, our locality, and our world for the past week. And then also focusing on one or more of those issues in a major way, in a way that perhaps we haven't talked about during the course of the week itself. Very, very excited to have you with me today, and Connor also today, as we are in the WAUK studios right here in downtown Waukesha. This is 5:40 a.m., 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha. And again, my name is Jim Santel. I have had the great honor for the past 4, maybe even closing in on 5 years, to spend a great deal of time in this studio, also in the studio in Madison, the studio in downtown Milwaukee, formerly on Brady Street, spending some time with you and especially with Mike Crute and with Dom and others talking with you about the current issues of the day. I'm hoping that Mike will continue to invite me, as will Brian and Connor and Dom and others here, back on a regular basis during the course of the week to talk about many of those significant issues as they break in news. And that will not stop. And I'm looking forward to that here just this past week, both on Wednesday and Friday, chatting about some of the current events that you are also concerned about and focused on a regular basis. That will continue. That will continue if indeed Mike and others invite me back. I have every reason to believe that that will happen. But we are today starting this brand new program, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, right here at WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha. I am typically going to be here in the studio, although, as you know, today, much of the programming coming out live from the Shaw is right here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. You heard Don right before this program began, along with Mike, at that Farmers Market, 125 West St. Paul Avenue. It's along Fox River, the Waukesha State Bank parking lot right over there. And we go back there at the end of this two-hour period. Encourage you very much to be a part of that important community event, knowing that you always have a voice here at WAUK, whether you're calling in sometime later in this program this morning, during the course of the week, many of the other programs here on WAUK, and also visiting wonderful people like Mike and Don and others at that Waukesha Farmers Market today and at future Saturdays. Very exciting here in the city of Waukesha. And again, I am professionally honored, personally delighted to begin today's program, starting some time with you on a regular basis. Virtually every Saturday morning, I'm going to join Connor here in the studio, or perhaps sometimes at the farmers market during the course of the summertime, talking about some of these critical issues that we have not chatted about a lot during the week, at least not in the depth that we're going to go into on these Saturday morning programs. And so today, I'll tell you a little bit more about what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about who I am. For those of you who have not heard from me before, I welcome you to this program. Looking forward to a continuing, wonderfully productive, wonderfully engaging association conversation with you, getting callers to call in and talk on a regular basis about their questions, their comments or observations about many of the topics that we'll raise. Looking forward to that very, very much. And as I said at the outset, as Connor told us at the outset, we're calling this Morning Cannolis. Where does that title come from? Well, you should know that a couple of years ago, when Mike and Dom invited me to one of their anniversary programs just outside of Madison, we were celebrating the fact that they have been on the air for a significant time, important commentary in Wisconsin, other places throughout the Midwest, certainly in this part of the nation. And so on that particular day, as I was heading out to Madison, I decided to stop at my baker and picked up some cannolis. And so we celebrated with cannolis both on the air and off the air. Those of you who listened during the course of the week may recall that from time to time, Dom and Mike will chat about cannolis, and that has been a continuing great issue for us to chat about, even as our focus has principally been on even more serious issues. And so when Mike, a number of weeks, actually even months ago, approached me and said, gosh, Jim, maybe there'd be some opportunities for us to improve and even build upon even more some of the discussion that we have in the week. We talked about that a lot and began to put together the format for what is starting this morning as Morning Cannolis. Needless to say, the very clear and unmistakable and absolutely important way of describing the morning was to describe it as Morning Cannolis with me, Jim Santel. And so that's where the title comes from. And this morning, I will tell you, I stopped by my baker once again, consistent with Mike's commission to this wonderful program for the next couple of hours, stopped by my baker to get the cannolis so that both Connor and I could have a morning cannoli with you as we're talking about these issues. And lo and behold, on our first inaugural day, my baker said to me, Jim, very disappointed, the shells didn't come in. So I'm certain I'm going to hear about that from Mike and from Madame and from others. And so instead of cannolis this morning, much to my disappointment, and perhaps to Connor's as well, instead of cannolis, we're enjoying crullers here this morning, also a uniquely, maybe not completely unique, Wisconsin delicacy. In the future, cannolis, both here in the studio, WAUK, on Wisconsin here, also in other places. And so that's where the name comes from, and that's where we're going to be doing for the next probably in the future, next Saturdays, both here at the studio and also down the road at the Waukesha Farmers Market. I have been greatly honored during the course of the past 4 to 5 years to be a regular participant with Mike and Dom and others on this great show, on this great program, Waukesha, and other places throughout the Midwest, including Wisconsin. I thought I'd spend just a few more minutes before we go to our first break this morning, tell you a little bit about more about who I am. I am a lifelong resident of Wisconsin, grew up in Milwaukee, grew up in suburban Milwaukee, but spent most of my career, as I will tell you in just a moment, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I have pursued my profession as a lawyer. I grew up in the public schools in Waukesha. I'm a graduate of Brookfield East High School, and then went on to Marquette University, where, believe it or not, they gave me a degree in English and history after about 4 years or so of studies, and then decided to head south, went to the University of Chicago in Hyde Park in Chicago for a couple of years at the law school there. And a little bit of a tease for something coming up. One of the professors I had there was a fellow named Antonin Scalia. We're going to talk about him in the second portion of our time this morning. But he was one of my professors at the University of Chicago. After that, I came back home, as my parents said at the time, and began a 2-year clerkship with a wonderful judge named Robert Warren. Many of you may remember him, former Brown County District Attorney, former Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin. And spent 2 years with him. And then after that, fell into what many of my friends and partners and colleagues in the profession described as a 3-decade rut in the U.S. Department of Justice. Actually, not a rut at all. Greatly honored again to serve as an assistant U.S. attorney for many, many years. And then also during the course of the Obama administration, serving as the United States attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. And so that brings me here. We'll tell you more about that and my connections to Wisconsin coming up in just a few moments. This is Jim Santel. I'm with Connor here in the studio. Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel here at the studios, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw in Waukesha. Delighted to be with you. Thank you so much for joining me. And right after the break, we're going to start in earnest in our discussion this morning. Also inviting you to participate. Questions, comments along the way. Thrilled. This is Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel, WAUK Waukesha.